With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, it's so funny how everyone will sit back and go, well, you know, you got to do what you do, what's best for your kid.
You do.
And then people make a decision for what they think is best for their kid. What's wrong with you, stupid?
It's the wrong decision.
Oh, you're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. I appreciate you guys sitting on hold. We'll get to you in just a second. A boom in homeschooling in America over the last few months. The U.S. Census Bureau says the rate of people who are planning on homeschooling their kids starting next year up over 10%. Biggest jump in history as far as recorded that they know. Yeah. This is insane because we as parents went through something similar to this for a year and a half, and I thought we all hated it. And we were dying to get our kids back in school. Now that the kids can go back to school, you're going to keep the kids home.
Yeah.
So we've talked to a couple of different people with a couple of different theories. We talked to Mark, who said that they spent $1,500 a kid for their six kids.
That's insane.
And his wife taught all of them. He said that he had seen parents that are bad homeschool parents.
But not him.
Well, his daughter's a doctor.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Didn't say doctor or what.
Oh, for God's sakes. What are you a doctor of?
Creep.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
PhD, buddy.
PhD in your ass.
Okay.
Of that. Okay. So just to make sure everyone's on the page before we get to Facebook messages and phone calls here, you are anti-homeschool.
Well, I mean, to me, I don't think most people are qualified to teach kids.
Okay. Kimmy?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or just looking at people in general.
Yeah. I mean, I know teachers that have a hard time, and they go to school for this. So I don't know how, as a parent, it has to be hard on you, too.
Facebook message is coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook page. This person asked me not to share their name.
Okay.
As a teacher, I welcome all of these people homeschooling their kids. It's your kid that's a problem, not me. It's less parents I have to listen to bitching when their kid is failing out of school because they don't want to do the work and they don't want to help them. God bless. Good luck. Have fun.
Wow. Makes sense.
I mean, look, as a parent or as a teacher, I kind of, yeah, if you want to do that.
Now it's on you.
Okay. 222-6000, with that being said, folks have been waiting on hold. Lana's been on hold for about 12 minutes.
I think this is the first Lana ever.
Lana, you're on CMF.
Hi, good morning.
A lot of pressure. You're the first Lana.
I know. I can handle it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm just concerned about the immunity that these children aren't going to be building up. And the lack of socialization.
Okay, let's go
with every hour you're supposed to spit on your kid.
Let's go with the socialization thing, because that's something we can discuss. Mm. Well, so you're worried that not being around other kids would cause the kid to not grow up the right way.
Well, I just believe that being out in society and being exposed to different personalities, different situations, and, I believe that it builds character. I believe that it builds you emotionally and socially.
All right, but you heard Mike discussing that he and his wife went out of their way to mix with other homeschool kids. I mean, these kids still play recreational sports.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I mean, that's a very scheduled event with parental supervision. When does a kid just get to be a kid with other kids without you hawking them the whole time?
How do you know they don't go play How do you know they don't go play out in the neighborhood?
It sounds like basically these were organized events because he said they had to go find other homeschool people.
I'm saying after school is over.
Yeah. Yes.
And I mean, I only knew two homeschooled kids growing up, but it didn't seem to me like they got to play with friends a lot.
Okay.
You know, but again, that's just two examples. So I don't know.
All right. So Lana, do you have any kids?
Yes, I have four children. I have six grandchildren.
Four children, six
granny.
Grandchildren.
It's a Lana granny.
Well, yeah. Well, do you think Lana was 20?
She sounds young.
Thank you.
Okay, you can't see it. It's not really that much of a compliment. Lana, so you put your kids through school. If one of your kids said, Grandma Lana, we're going to homeschool one of your grandkids. Would you try to talk them out of it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got to butt your grandma nose in there where you shouldn't.
That's what she's supposed to do.
No, y'all look at you all of a sudden. Oh, for years and years, grandparents always butt their nose, let the kid raise the kid. No, yeah, you got to do that.
Well, you got, I mean, part of your thing is to be a pain in the ass.
Well, and because we've already gone through a lot of the things that our children have gone through, so we can help them rear their children.
All right, Lana. Hey, great first Lana call. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys. Right,
there goes Lana. Setting the bar high for the rest of the Lanas.
Yes.
There, right?
The other one?
Two Lanas just hung up the phone. I can't compete with that, Lana. All right, so to all of you folks that are listening to the show, because again, like what we went through, I guess, is similar to homeschooling with the kids being at home. Now, granted, the school was teaching your kid.
Right.
You were still responsible for being on top of your kid. If you now have to be the teacher, be the one there.
You're the school.
If you're in a married situation, would you be the one that wants to take control? Or would you want your spouse be the one?
Yeah, how do you make that decision?
Well, it's very easy.
Who is it?
The wife.
Why?
Men have no patience. Men have no patience. Men are know-it-alls, and they just give me the goddamn thing. I'll show you how to do it. Like, dads suck at anything like that. So you need somebody nurturing, and you need somebody patient. Dads have zero.
You're forgetting the most important dad trait of them all.
What?
Dads are control freaks.
Yeah, but they want to control things their way, not the right way. Just because you're a control freak doesn't mean you're heading in the right direction.
No, but you're assuming that these parents, look, that all homeschool parents are doing it the right way. That's not necessarily true.
And I'm thinking about, like, to my parents, they would have both been good at different things. Like, my mom, not a math person. So I would have had to go to my dad for that, but my dad, you know, couldn't spell for crap, so I'd have to go for I didn't have one parent that was just all around good at all those topics. So I almost feel like my parents would have had to split time homeschooling.
Hey, nobody could do that, probably.
Yeah.
I'm guessing one parent's going to have to do the heavy lifting.
Is it easier to be a homeschool kid? I know we've talked to a bunch of people that have gone through that experience. I mean, you heard from that kid a second ago, what was his name, Danny, in the previous break?
Oh, yeah.
Where he said that his grades were good up until he went to public school and he started getting Fs. Now, I don't know if that's because Danny fell off the rails or if that's because the curriculum his parents were teaching him wasn't all that good.
Kind of sounds that way. Because all of a sudden, hey, you're a genius. Oh, not so much.
Well, yeah, but you could also make the argument, I don't know the kid, that being outside of that structured environment was a distraction and you stopped doing the work you were supposed to do.
Okay, I mean, it could be. It could have been, it threw him off his game.
Because, like, I mean, look, let's be honest. Yeah. Let's say in a hypothetical situation, you can get your kids higher grades by homeschooling them. Wouldn't that put your kid in an advantage if you want a higher education for him?
If those grades are legit.
Well, but bro, you're just showing the grades to the colleges.
But you got to be able to back it up once you get in there. It's like having the best job application in the world, but you lied.
Yeah, that's what we all do.
Yeah, but this is like it's going to blow up in your face.
Like, if I could get my kid to the doorstep and release them into the world with grades that look better than the kid that was going to public school, why wouldn't you do that?
Eventually it's going to come back to bite you in the ass.
Maybe. 226,000. The highest increase in homeschooling in American history, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, this coming school year. We went through this already. Mm-hmm. Why do we want to do it again? Vince has been on hold for a while. He's on CMF. Hey, Vinny, thanks for waiting, buddy.
Okay. I was a homeschool student. I had problems in high school. First year, I did terrible. My parents decided to homeschool me the rest of my high school, and I actually was number one in my class and valedictorian.
Okay, so Vinny, a couple of background questions if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so how old are you now? Because you sound a little long in the tooth for a homeschooler.
No, I'm 50.
Okay, so you're 50. Were there a lot of kids when you were younger? Because I kind of assumed, Tommy, that homeschooling was a newer thing.
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, so like, did you know any other homeschool kids when you were being homeschooled?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And so you said you were valedictorian. How many kids in your graduating class?
No, it's just one. I was homeschooled. There was only one.
Wait, you were valedictorian of your own homeschool?
I get it. I missed the joke. I'm sorry. That's my fault. That is my fault, Vinny. Right. So if you if you had the choice, would you be okay with doing homeschool again, or would you have wanted to go to public high school?
I just called to give you that little Jesus,
great. Yeah, held for 20 minutes.
That was a long joke.
He held for 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, and it took him forever to get to the punchline.
And, like, the better joke is banging your teacher.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, if you're going to hold for 20 minutes and do a hack old homeschool joke, give me sex with your mom joke. Okay? We all agree on that?
Absolutely.
More Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Stacy.
What's she saying?
Tell Tommy to go F himself.
What did I say?
I'm a homeschool kid. I'm not weird. I socialized with other kids when school was done. I was done with school before all my other friends were out. I played sports and did drama in clubs over the summer and throughout the school year.
Drama kid.
I went to Cornell. I graduated a year early. My parents instilled a good work ethic in me where the school that I would have had to go to would not have done it. Don't stereotype all homeschool kids because some weird parents don't know how to do it.
I do have a question for the homeschool group. How are your grades decided? Like, do you submit like your stuff to somewhere and then
the state?
I believe you have to take state testing. That's how
they.
So they have
curious.
To go to the school to do that, though, don't they? I know some tests. I thought they had to go actually to the school.
Yeah, I think it has to be like administered by somebody.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. So yeah, I think you have state testing.
I'm just wondering.
But then again, like here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Like you know, the most frustrating part about learning in high school. Is having to learn all this stuff that you're never going to need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, are these, I don't know. Like, are you just teaching for the test?
But that's what I mean. If you just teach for the test, maybe that's...
And the other thing is, like, there's a million distractions in high school, right? That you have to learn how to navigate and concentrate. You don't really have that at home. If you're just sitting there by yourself in a quiet situation, like, it doesn't really prepare you. Like, I can't imagine, like, being a homeschool kid in this quiet environment of my house and then going to a state college. It would almost be like sensory overload where you would start like having a stroke.
So I understand your argument, but you and I were both given access to all of those distractions.
Right.
And look what happened to us.
No, it turns out I like distractions. That's the direction I went in, being distracted.
No, but like you can't make the argument the kid needs distractions to be successful and look at us who only participated in distractions and failed miserably.
We're not good examples at any point.
No, but everybody's an example here.
I don't know. I thought I had a good point.
You need distractions like me, the brilliant man.
You do need a jerk like me, so don't be like Tommy. Don't be like Pat. You know, life's not a goddamn joke. You got to buckle up.
And how many buckle down, buckle
and
up.
By the way.
Well, you buckle up. Buckle down.
Between the two of you, how many kids' grades did you bring down just by being a distraction in class? Like, not only did you affect your own grades, but I'm sure there were other people that probably didn't do as well as they could have.
Very valid point.
I told you, I got a teacher to quit.
That's not a thing.
Well,
you
I had help
about.
With my one buddy, but yeah, we did it together, tag team. Like, she walked.
What did you? I don't want to.
I know.
Just being a jerk.
Okay.
Just being a jerk.
We'll take one more call before you move on. 222-6000. The further this break goes, the more Tommy's grasping at straws. And look, don't get me wrong. I'm not like pro homeschool. I'm not saying go homeschool all your kids. I could understand.
It just doesn't seem like you should hand all that responsibility to somebody who has no qualification.
That argument is fine.
No qualification.
That argument is fine. But you can make that same argument about having children in general.
True.
Right?
True.
There's no test you got to take to push a baby out.
No, but that baby should be at least gone go to a regular ass school to not be a dumbass baby.
Worst kind of babies.
Dumbass baby.
We'll take one more call. 222-6000. Molly's got the last word on
Molly?
CMF. Hey, Molly, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got for us?
Listen, I just think it's like anything else you decide for your kid. Not everything works for each one of your kids. They're different. And let's face it, so many people work from home nowadays, and it's going to work best for your kid to be homeschooled. And I'm pretty sure they get together and do specials with other homeschooled kids as far as art and music and PE. There's a whole program for homeschooled parents, teachers.
Okay, so Molly, just real quick, I'm sorry, did you have this experience or no? You're just arguing for homeschool because you understand it.
Okay, I'm definitely not arguing for homeschool. I see
okay.
Why, and no, I don't have an experience with it. I just see how a parent for each different kid it may work for them.
Okay.
And I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I do. So, Molly, do you have kids of your own?
I do.
Okay, how old?
19 and 17.
Okay, so when the kids were younger, boys, girls, what do you got?
One boy, one girl.
And were you married when you were raising the kids?
Yeah.
Okay. If your kids, you're going to decide we're going to do the homeschool, right, or we're going to do this thing, would it have been you or your husband teaching the kids?
It would definitely be me.
Why?
You know why.
Because of kind of what Tommy was saying, just as far as patience. And I think probably holding more focus with my kids. But I also, both my kids were inspired by teachers that they had throughout the years, because there's something different about having other adults interact with your kids as opposed to your parents.
Okay, Molly. Okay, now look, I love the way you spun it back around. You must have done beauty pageants when you were a kid. Very nice. Molly, who's smarter, you or your husband?
I'm going to say probably what Kimmy said. He's got his strengths and I got my strengths.
Okay. So she thinks she's the smarter person.
Yes, that was a very politically correct way to say it.
Because you know your husband's a dumbass.
That is so funny. He really is not a dumbass.
All right, Molly, what's his strength?
His strength is honestly organization.
That's not being smart,
they
Molly.
Teach rats to do that.
Molly, you should absolutely enter a pageant because these are like the most
organization.
Like, perfectly complimentary answers. Yeah.
All right. Well, she was going to say one more. I'm sorry. I cut you off, Molly. What was the other one?
No, I was just going to say he's kind and he is definitely organized.
Hey, Tommy, remember when you got an A in kind in
high
kindness.
School?
Oh, I failed my kind final. Damn it. Molly.
Yes. And he is a PE teacher, so he'd probably be.
Which is the lowest end teacher there is.
No, he's an actual teacher. Yes. You have to know science.
But he's a barely teacher.
Oh my god.
Bro, PE.
Bro,
I could teach you jumping jacks.
You still have to go to school for it.
You know, that's what Kimmy's husband does.
Yes, I'm going to tell him.
You're making my point.
Molly, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
Like every PE teacher I had was an idiot.
Well, you're telling me the Southern former military guys?
Yes,
that you
all
had?
Idiots.
Yeah?
But they were like the bottom of the bottom. I can remember other teachers making fun of PE teachers to the kids.
Okay. With that, let's take a break. Everybody at home, we got to move on. I really appreciate the calls. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.